I am more present at the moment of his death than I had ever been when he was alive.
When I was younger, the only way I knew to deal with things was to be like a fighter. It didn't take a whole lot for me to just snap.
I have a full-on nervous breakdown and land in Benedictine Hospital's psych ward.
What is a story but a recollection of a real-life plot twist? A moment in time when everything changed.
At 11 years old, my therapist whispers to me, "You are the last gay child left alive. You are an abomination."
A good story binds the listener to the teller in a moment of shared humanity.
My mom takes me to Tompkins Square Park. I remember her telling me, "Go run to your daddy." I look up and I see him there. I don't remember seeing him again.
But it's in the stories we fear, the ones we're ashamed to tell, that we find the magic. The darkest stories remind us of how to laugh.
Take the F out of life. Put it in fuck where it belongs. And what does that leave you with? The lie.
Often it's the rawest stories that show us the heroes, that we see what we've been missing in ourselves.
I am no longer 99G0947. I am Zoe, and my name means life, and I am living it to the fullest.
Over 10 years, TMI Project has collected nearly 2,000 of these stories. And now, in the TMI Project podcast, profiles of the people who got on stage and shared the stories they were most afraid to tell, the stories behind the secrets, and what happened next.
It's the part that you leave out that has the most shame or stigma or the most hurt attached to it.
It let me let go of the violent part and have to figure out a different way to channel my anger.
There's something powerful about hearing your voice telling your story.
There's nothing in the world like somebody laughing at something that's been traumatic for you. I mean, with enough time. And it literally feels like a physical sensation of lightness.
Look for the TMI Project podcast this winter, wherever you get your podcasts.
Learn more at tmiproject.org.